Harrison. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I mean, kind of the backlash with this. Tom and I, we've been friends for years, and there's no other person, no other football player, maybe other than Junior Seau, that I have more respect for. I text Tom and told him, hey, Tom, I'm going to bust your chops a little bit at halftime. And he, I mean, it was a joke, and everyone's getting all bent out of shape. I mean, this guy's directly responsible for me having two Super Bowl rings on my fingers. And you think I'm going to call him out? You know, it's one thing to criticize a guy if he's not playing well, but to question a guy like Tom Brady, who I feel like is one of the toughest guys that I've ever been around, I mean, it's totally absurd. It's ridiculous that people would actually think that I would take a shot at Tom Brady. I mean, first of all, that's not me as a person. You know, I mean, a guy that has worked so hard and had such an impact in my life, both on and off the field, I mean, I just think it's totally absurd.
Well, where do you think the backlash is coming from? Because honestly, I listened to what you had to say, and I agree with it. I mean, and I know you're not attacking Tom Brady, but talking about quarterbacks in general, who's attacking you? Do you feel like?
Well, I've had some dirty text messages and some dirty emails, and it's like, you know, some of the Patriots fans are, you know, kind of upset at me, and I'm. You know, the one thing I do stand by, I felt like the call was not a good call. I didn't feel like Terrell Suggs when I thought it was a ridiculous call. That's what I felt, and that's what I stand by. But as far as when I jokingly took a shot at Tom Brady, that if it's something that I truly meant, I would stand by it. But I didn't mean it that way. And Tom knows that. We're good friends. He texted me 4 days ago, you know, while I was on the golf course, just, you know, us goofing off, and I mean, it's just ridiculous that people would think that. I, you know, when Tom didn't play particularly well against the Jets, I said it. I said, well, Tom's not, you know, where he wants to be. It's not the old Tom Brady. I have no problem with saying that, and he understands that, just like, you know, other people should understand that. But when it comes to personally attacking a guy's manhood and his toughness, especially Tom Brady, I would never do that. I mean, we're good friends. He laughed about it. I laughed about it. And then he ripped me. The funny part, he came back and ripped me, and that's just the nature of our relationship. We've always been on the field, and if you understood what happened on the field, you would think this was a complete joke, because a lot more rough things happened on the field than happened last night.
Well, Tom made a point of saying this morning, and those of us who know you a little bit, and we don't know you like teammates do, everybody else knew that you were joking around. It seems like it would be only folks outside of New England who wouldn't understand that.
Well, that's what happened. Because what happens is, because it's the Patriots, because it's Rodney Harrison, everyone wants to make a big deal out of it. You know, everyone wants to, you know, try to, you know, put a wedge between what the Patriots have. You know, just a couple weeks ago when they played the Jets, the Patriots were the worst thing. You know, Tom lost the staff. He can't do it. They lost all their defensive players. They can't get it done. Welker's hurt. Moss is, he's not, you know, he's lollygagging. You know, everyone wants to bring a wedge into the Patriots all of a sudden. And then once they see a former Patriot like me say something about Tom, they want to make it into a big deal. But I didn't attack Tom. It wasn't meant like that. If I had something to say, I'll stand by what I had to say. But, you know, that's just the outsiders, you know, attacking the Patriots as usual.
Hey, Rodney, you made an impact in your first month on the job. First it was Kerry Rhodes and somebody having a fake Twitter account in your name. Now it's Tom Brady. At least, as they said, if they're not talking about you, then you should get nervous because you're not making an impact. Do you look at it that way?
Well, you know, Mike, that's not my intention. That fake Twitter account, I had no idea that was going on with Kerry Rhodes. And Kerry knows, Kerry is a baller, okay? And no question about it. The guy can play, and I have a lot of respect for him. You know, when I came out and said what I said, I just said he's not the most physical guy. And everybody knows that he's not the most physical guy, but he's super, he's athletic, he's got great instincts, he's a ball hawk. You know, I'm not a ball hawk like Kerry Rhodes. You know, I'm more of a physical guy when I play. So it's nothing to be mad about. And then, you know, and then the whole T.O. escapade, I mean, I said what I said about him, and I meant it, and I stood by him. He retorted, and he made his comments, which is fine. You know, players are going to get upset when they get criticized. You know, that's part of the business. But, you know, in this particular situation, it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because I was having fun with an ex-teammate, and it was not meant to be that way at all.
Hey, Rodney, in the past, you and I have joked about, I said you would make stuff up to get yourself cranked up if nobody said anything bad about you. This Patriots defense acts like they're playing the way you used to play.
And I tell you, they're a young group of guys, and they're just going to keep getting better and better each and every week. I look at that defense, and I know they have some veteran players like Jarvis Green and Vince Wilfork and Ty Warren, but really the guy that stands out to me is Brandon Merriland. He has taken a role of leadership and saying, you know what, I'm going to be the difference maker. He's flying all over the field. I couldn't get this guy enough praise. I'm so proud of Brandon really taking over that secondary and taking over that defense, playing with a lot of confidence and having fun playing. And that's what I like to see. And I saw the Patriots blitzing. They looked like they were having a good time. And, I mean, they're only going to get better. The more they communicate with one another, the more time that they spend together with one another, they're only going to get better.
I want to go back to something you said a couple of minutes ago, and you said players, they're going to respond when they're criticized. How was that for you, you know, being a former player for a long time and being new to the media? Is it a conversation you had with somebody? Is it a conversation you had with yourself when you said, okay, there are going to be times where people, I'm going to say some things people aren't going to like. I mean, how did you reconcile that?
I don't know, Mike. My personality is my personality. I'm walking to this media thing after playing football for 30 years. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm just out there just trying to talk football, trying to have a little fun. You know, whether I'm doing this for a year or 30 years, my kids are still going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, I mean, whatever happens, happens. I'm just trying to have fun. You know, this is just another opportunity for me when I was done playing football. So to answer your question, I'm just being myself. You know, the way I approach interviews in the media and things that were brought up during the week or after a game, I try to approach, you know, now that I'm a part of the media, try to be professional, try to give people their respect, and stand up. If you believe in something, say it, speak it, and stand by it. And that's the way I've been as a player, and that's the way, you know, I'm trying to do it now. But I'm definitely not trying to draw any attention to myself. You guys know me off the field. I'm a pretty shy person. I don't like a lot of attention. But, you know, I mean, football is what it is. I mean, guys are making a lot of money. Guys have a lot of pride, and they don't like to be criticized. You know, we have a certain pride and arrogance about us. We don't like being criticized, but whenever someone criticized me, I use that as motivation to get better, to drive me even more. And that's what players need to do. Stop focusing on what people are saying about you and focus on what you can do to get better, because we all can do things to get better.
Are you enjoying it, the job you're doing right now?
Each week I'm starting to get more and more comfortable. I'm starting to have a little more fun with it. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes.
Rodney, you're always welcome here. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. God
you
bless.
Take care.
Okay, Rodney.
That is.